Welcome, Terrapins, to the Terps for Life daily podcast. This is Chris Lavoie, Director of Athletics, and with me today I have head cross country and track coach John Noland. Coach Noland, it's an individual sport where you have all of your runners are out there running their best, trying to beat their time from the week before, from the race before. And how do you take our core principle of team and implement that into what we see cross country being an individual sport?
Sure. Thanks, Chris, and thanks for having me. For starters, I'd just like to clarify, since a lot of people really don't have a good understanding of the sport of cross country as it pertains to the team component, there is a scoring component for every meet. So every runner gets a point value assigned to them when they cross the finish line, and then those point values are assimilated together and you get your team score. So there are the team aspects in the element of competition where, again, each runner is worth a point out on the course. So while they're out there racing, yes, they are on their own and they're not necessarily working together or assisting each other, but they absolutely need to have that mindset that they are not just out there running for their own selves or for their own time, that their performance absolutely has an impact on the team. And that can, of course, be either a positive or negative, just like it is in any other sport. So we really try to impart on them when they're out there running to get that mentality of I'm doing it for the person next to me. It's not just about me. I'm out here running, putting my heart and lungs and legs on the line, if you will, to not just try and get my own best time, but to also help my team perform on race day when it really matters. So at the end of the day, when we all cross that line, we kind of see how we each did, not only individually, but how we contributed to the success of the team overall as well.
So when you go into a meet or you're leading into a race day, I'm assuming you talk to individuals about where they should be individually, but do you talk points? Do you talk the team part of that leading in, or do they truly buy into I'm doing this for my team and not just me?
It's a little bit of both. You know, some of those conversations depend on the maturity and the experience of the athlete and that athlete's individual goals. But yes, there is always that underlying theme of how is the team moving forward? So again, as we progress through the season, we have our eyes not only on the normal or the preseason or regular season meets, but the postseason as well. So we're always looking at our performances from each meet in terms of how that will set us up for success going into the postseason. So we're looking at those individual goals as well as the team goals. So it's a little bit of both that we're trying to accomplish with them as we do that.
Well, Coach Noland, we thank you for joining us on the podcast today and in discussing the team aspect, the team core principle in what we thought was an individual sport. So we thank you, Coach Noland. Terps, make sure you go out and be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.